lawyers for the publishers of Zimbabwe's most popular newspaper, the Daily News, have won a small but significant legal victory when a judge ordered their case against the government expedited. The newspaper, which was shut down by the government last month, has been battling in the courts to get back onto the newsstands. President of the Administrative Court, Michael Majuru, has put the case on his urgent docket and set a hearing for October 16th. He also ordered Zimbabwe's Media and Information Commission, which refused to register Zimbabwe's only independent daily, to answer to him for his decision. The lawyer for the publisher, Guguletu Moyo, was upbeat about the court's decision.
It's one very important step towards a final victory. We believe that our case has merit, and the sooner it's heard, the sooner victory will come.
The Daily News was shut down after it defied Zimbabwe's draconian Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, which requires that publishers and journalists obtain a government license in order to operate. Police swooped down on the newspaper's offices on September 12 and confiscated all its office equipment. The publisher has battled the government in the courts ever since. The Daily News was founded in 1999 and was Zimbabwe's most widely read newspaper. Its frequent criticism of President Robert Mugabe, his government and party, is widely seen as the reason why the government shut the paper down. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, Harare.